Hello, everyone. Very lovely to see you. So simply rest as you are. Welcome the bodily sensations, the thoughts. Welcome your experience without knowing it with the mind. Without the past. Presence is available to us as our very sense of being. Without objects. Everything that you experience arises in being, in consciousness. Which is always present. Presence is self-knowing. And it's always on. Always available to itself. Before the activity of thought, memory, sensation, being is isness is amness is we are the ocean. And the waves, the mind is the movement of the ocean. Arises out of the ocean, is intimate, with the ocean, similarly your experience, thoughts and sensations and perceptions there are wavelets on the surface of the pond activities of the pond. Before a wavelet arises, you are, I am. Consciousness is. It is this very consciousness which creates the mind and utilizes the mind in various ways. Taking care of the body, taking care of the world. Creating distinctions between this and that. Which facilitate our navigation of this human experience. useful, practical mind structures. Various distinctions, interpretations, discriminations. Which belong to the mind and are the creation of consciousness. And the personal sense of the body mind helps us to relate with each other and to relate with the world. Helps us in our interactions with each other and with nature. But this personal sense of me is borrowed, gifted from God's mind, from the universal self. Like the glitter on the surface of the pond is the sunshine's glitter. It does not belong to the wavelet on the surface of the pond, it belongs to the source. It is the source which illuminates our experience. The source meaning consciousness, awareness, presence, being. The sense of personal self does not mean separation. Because we all share the same sense of personal self. So in fact, it is not personal. Rather, it is impersonal. It is shared. It is common to all of us. The sense of being, the sense of I am. In the morning, upon rising from restful night. Before the mind appears, being is. One could say that awareness, being, consciousness arises before the mind, but consciousness never goes to sleep. So it does not arise, it is. Thoughts arise, sensations arise, the world arises, in the morning arises, in awareness, in consciousness. And thoughts may arise about things we need to do. Things we forgot to do, we need to do. Remember. It's a flow. A universal unfolding. Why the unhappiness and the misery? There is a false understanding in the mind about reality, about consciousness. The belief in separation. The belief that I am a personal entity separate from the world, separate from others. The belief that what I am is a phenomenal entity, that I am the body-mind, the mortal aspect. which leads to fear, worry, and concern. Defending an illusory personal entity. Which we cannot find anywhere. But due to that belief, the mind spins and spins, disturbing the body. Triggering various sensations and contractions in the body. But then there is the understanding. That I am that being is not an object, is not a form. That although we distinguish various forms, we perceive distinctions, phenomenal distinctions. The noumenal does not know any distinctions. That believing that consciousness is phenomenal is false. Believing that I am phenomenal. Material is a false notion. We need to see that. Everything that appears to you is just universal sounds, universal shapes and forms. Synoptic activity of the brain. All is well in God's kingdom. And I am that. Thou art that. How lovely the sound of traffic in the distance. The soft sound of the rain.